Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin. Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%. I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians, they know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, $800 million in money belonging to foreign airlines is trapped in Nigeria. That's according to IATA. IATA is the International Air Transport Association. For months, airlines have not been able to take their revenue out of Nigeria because of scarcity of forex. All over the world, the standard is that international airlines are paid in US dollars or some other internationally tradable currency. That's the agreement that Nigeria signed with the countries that these airlines belong to. So the IATA is warning Nigeria that if the situation keeps up, it could affect the airline's ability to operate flights to and from Nigeria. Talk to me about your thoughts on that story when you give us a call on the show today. 1 million Lagosians listen to this show. They cannot be wrong. Thanks for listening. I've got a great show for you today, starting with the big three. Let's talk about Olisa Agbakoba saying the judiciary should speed up election petitions. Then let's talk about Lai Mohammed accusing Peter Obi of inciting insurrection and violence. And then let's talk about the federal government approving 173 loan apps. At 4 o'clock, Group B of the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions goes down to the wire. Ramadan Oladipupo takes on Hamid Olarewaju. Ah, you know, Ruth Okorocha has one win from Group B. Ramadan Olalekan has one win from Group B. We'll see if Hamid Olarewaju gets a win today, gets a draw. We'll see who makes it into the quarterfinals. Group B really is the group of death. On the big hard fact, let's talk about the Tournament of Champions. I'll have the chief judge in the studio with me while joining me virtually, Chief Andy Oboforbo. He will join us between 5 and 6 today. So we'll talk all about the tournament and all the questions you have about the tournament. You'll be able to ask him and he'll be able to answer those questions for you. After the news at 6, it's the step down. On the step down, I'll replay for you today's I Beg to Differ for those of you who missed it. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of the hour every hour. But let's get started with today's big three. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
The big three
on the hard facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Can the judiciary wrap up the election petition process before May 29th without compromising quality? Is the opposition heating up the country? Or is the government's accusation incorrect? Will the FCCPC be able to keep loan apps honest? Those are the big three for today, Lagos. Let's talk. Olisa Agbakoba thinks that election petitions can be handled faster. That's our first story. Agbakoba, of course, is a former president of the Nigerian Bar Association. He's also a senior advocate of Nigeria. He's talking about this because the APC and SSS have said that there's an alleged plot to call for and set up an interim national government. Now, Lagos, I should point out that nobody has been arrested for being part of an alleged plot. Also, none of the opposition parties is on the record calling for this. However, Abakoba says that if we want to ease tensions around this alleged plot, whether it exists or not, the best way is for the court to speed up its process, conclude it before Inauguration Day. He said, quote, the tension around the call for an interim government is that the presidential election petition may not conclude before the inauguration of a new president on May 29, 2023. But it's very possible to conclude these petitions, provided that the court systems are very proactive, end quote. And he also described how the courts could be proactive. He wants them to adopt some of the methods that are used in arbitration proceedings. Here's what he says, quote, under arbitration matters, procedural orders and or directions issued peremptorily to resolve sometimes very complex jurisdictional and procedural issues, end quote. He also said, quote, we strongly believe that between the tribunal and Supreme Court, the petitions can be resolved within 7 days from today. This will cool the temperature in Nigeria on the issue of interim government, etc. The speed proposed here requires a radical departure from our present judicial policy, where case management plays a very limited role in judicial outcomes. Case management is the spirit and driving force of modern adjudication. Speed of justice is the mantra that our judiciary must proclaim very loudly. This is needed in the presidential petition proceedings urgently. End quote. Olise Abakoba speaking there. And he thinks that parts of the petition can be resolved in days. That's what that big grammar was. Parts of the petitions can be resolved in days. That's what he thinks. He thinks that it can be resolved in days if the courts are ready to change their way of operating. Lawyers, if you're listening to me, I want to hear your comment on this. Because now you are qualified to assess the solution from Abakoba. Could it work? By the way, he was specific about the parts of the petitions that could be resolved quickly. So three parts. The part about the need to score 25% in the FCT. The part about whether someone can go after senatorial nomination and vice presidential nomination at the same time. And the part about basic qualification to be president. Those are the parts that he believes can be sped up. Lawyers, do you agree? And for the rest of you that are not lawyers, do you believe that there's a need to make petitions process faster, so that it is resolved before the inauguration? 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. I particularly want to hear the thoughts of lawyers, but everyone's free to call. And, oh, by the way, that's the reason that we have 3 months between election and inauguration. But I guess 3 months has not really been enough most times. I don't know. What do you think? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. You've got 1 minute to share your thoughts. 99.3, hello. Hello? Oh, that's unfortunate. Call me back if you can. Good afternoon. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir? Hello? 99.3, hello?
Hello, Alexandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Jacob, calling from Jakande Falls Gate.
Talk to me, Jacob.
Alexandra, sorry, please, let me start with Lai Mohammed of 18, please.
Okay.
See, Alexandra, the truth of the matter, the way they are threatening Igbo in this Lagos or in this country is very bad. I'm from Adamawa State.
Okay.
but I reside in Lagos. All my life is in Lagos.
Okay.
The way they are treating Igbos, seriously, as in, it's affecting my life, because it's not only Igbos that vote for Peter Obi. I came from the same state with, what is his name, Atiku Abubakar.
Mm-hmm.
But I can die for Peter Obi. All my family are obedient. But why are they threatening only Igbos? Well, I'm not Igbo, but I vote for Igbo. You see this kind of a thing. And some other thing that is happening in Lagos, it can never, never, ever happen in the north. That's the truth.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. However, that's not the subject of discuss. I mean, today we're talking about Lai Mohammed specifically accusing Obi of treason. That's a specific conversation, you know. Today isn't a conversation about attacks on a particular ethnic group. We've got WhatsApp. Don't forget, WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello? Hello? Hello. Okay, sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. 99.3. Hello? Are you there? All right, doesn't look like you're there. So let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp then. This one here says, Sandra Olisa Gbakoba. Where was Olisa Gbakoba when the electoral guideline was made? This is medicine after death. Elder Godwin and Mchuku in Okun State with that message. All right. Steve says, I've never seen the effect of idleness like I'm seeing with the campaign men of APC and Tinubu with the DSS stories. And now this empty so-called leaked phone call of Peter. It's clear that some people are somewhere scavenging for issues to cover up their magic elections. If the government really wants us to believe their stance on security of this country, then the authors of this senseless message should be arrested and tried immediately. All right. Ben from Yaba says, Olisa Gbakoba is like a prophet now. I wish the court can listen to him and act fast, provided doing so does not jeopardize the quality of the judgment. This same Gbakoba wrote to INEC before the 2023 election to explain section 134 subsection 2 to avoid confusion about 25% in the FCT. But INEC did not respond until we found ourselves in that same spot. He asked for clarifications. All right, Ben, thank you for your message. Let's try the phone lines again and see if they're working better now. 99.3. Okay, doesn't look like they are. Let's try that again. 99.3?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Oh, Sandra, how are you?
I'm very well.
Sandra,
sir.
My name is Sam.
Sam, talk to me.
Yes, it can be resolved within, we still have up to a month and a half. And this is over a month now that we finished the presidential election. What is the groundwork they have been doing? Have they not been looking at the papers? All they need is to call all of them. And then, say, what does the law say? Oh, we see the law, they say, justice delayed is justice denied. If this thing is delayed, the furthermore is delayed, the furthermore, the justice is not, seems to be delivered. And another thing, the government that is coming, immediately, you have access to funds, free funds, whether the governor or a presidential level. They can buy the judiciary, buy everybody over, because they are in power by that time. Either through appointments or through other things. But as it is now, let's resolve it. I think it should be by law that before you swear in, and all the litigation must have been concluded before you swear in anybody.
Okay, all right. Before you swear in anybody, try and finish all the adjudication. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. If you just tuned in, Olisa Gbakoba thinks that election petitions can be handled faster. He is a former president of the Nigerian Bar Association. He's also a senior advocate of Nigeria. And he's talking about this because of all this noise about an interim government plot somewhere. But again, like I said, when we started this conversation, nobody has been arrested for being part of an alleged plot. None of the opposition parties is on record calling for this alleged plot. So we have the APC and SSS saying that there is a plot. However, Agbakoba says that if we want to ease tensions around this alleged plot, whether it exists or not, the best way is for the court process to be sped up and conclude before Inauguration Day. And he described how the courts can do this. He said that parts of the petitions can be resolved in days if the courts are ready to change their way of operating. And he was specific about the parts of the petitions that could be resolved that quickly. So he gave us three parts. The part about the need to score 25% in the FCT. The part about whether someone can go after senatorial nomination and vice presidential nomination at the same time. And the part about basic qualification to be president. Those are the parts that Agbakoba believes can be sped up. The lawyers who are listening, do you agree? And for the non-lawyers who are listening, do you believe that there's a need to make petitions process faster so that it is resolved before the inauguration? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. I'm Frank.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Thank you. This is Grace, your senior special advisor.
Welcome, Grace. Talk to
for
me.
For me, if Lisa Bakova is right, it's possible. So we'll have a different date of when next we conduct presidential election. And for Lai Mohammed, it's just unfortunate. This is what you get when you didn't do the right thing. At least the President Jonathan conducted election. We didn't have all this food dragging because they did not do the right thing. If Muakumudu Yakubu did the right thing, all this food dragging would not be there. They fined one of the media house 5 million because the daddy said the one or two things. 5 million. APC to APC after 8 years. And you are telling me some people want to plant what you call government. Sandra, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. All right, let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp. How about let me try and take a call and see. 99.3, hello.
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 Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Joy calling.
Joy, talk to me. Joy, are you okay?
This is our constitution.
Okay.
It's like that thing is full of confusion, no?
Okay.
Because the way one lawyer will explain will be different from another lawyer.
Mm.
Because I listened to Festus the other day in Chinese television.
Mm.
He was saying that 25% does not matter. He was explaining it. So when you say lawyers should come and explain it to you now, he might explain it another way. Another one we explain. So that's our constitution.
Mm.
There is a confusion. It's not straightforward.
Okay.
That is how I see all these things. Mm. But if they want to speed that judgment about BDC, they can do it now.
Mm.
They can do it.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, Joy. 99.3, hello. Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
This is Mr. Samson calling from Ebano side.
Talk to me, Mr. Samson.
Yeah. You know, this our president's government, they don't want to do what is right on time. So I will believe that they are back with our statement, which says our president's government should lend the attention of the people. And if they really want to have it, they should proceed in delivering the judgment right on time. So that if they are winning, they should enter the seat. That is my own take on this matter.
All right. Thanks for calling to share your take. Jolly Papa says, I believe the courts works precedence and thus dispensing justice should be swift. Justice delayed is justice denied. Okay, Jolly Papa, thank you for your message. Here's a message from Jack. Jack says, I find it interesting when people are saying that the opposition is heating up the polity. How about those in the ruling party who have been heating up the polity with violence? And everyone, police, INEC, government, media will unlook. Alrighty then. All right. Jack also says, Lai Mohammed should prove where Obi incited the people or cite the reason for the treason talk. Or is the ruling party also heating up the polity as well? All right, Jack, thank you for your message. We've got this one here. From Godwin Praise. Godwin Praise is Nebute Meta. Godwin Praise says, I don't know why lawyers enjoy prolonging cases unnecessarily. Normally, all cases in tribunal are supposed to be wrapped up before the swearing-in day. All right. Thank you for your message. We've got this one here from Jude. Anyanwu Jude says, it is a right call from the former NBA president, but it's a tough call because resolving electoral issues like this, as suggested by Olisa Bakoba before the president is sworn in, wasn't factored into the amended Electoral Act 2022 as amended, signed into law September 2022 by President Muhammad Buhari. Well, that's also why we have 3 months between elections and swearing in, so that we can have some sort of answers from the tribunals. This message here says, if you know... Okay, I'm not going to read that message. Babatunde Fasanya says, Olisa Bakoba has been part of the system for quite a while, though his recent utterances are understandable considering the loss of his candidate. He should have called for this speedy and shortcut proceedings to presidential petitions in the past, but he was never on record giving out this suggestion. The electoral law was explicit about the number of days to hold the tribunal at the appeal and at the Supreme Court. Mr. Bakoba must not stampede the court. Let the courts deal with the petitions and let the transition go on as laid down. So if a former president of NBA is saying this, you should pity him seriously. All right, Babatunde Fasanya, thank you for your message. Here's another one from Oluwaseun Olarenwaju. Oluwaseun says, I totally agree with Olisa Agbakoba's legal view on handling tribunal issues before swearing in. To me, in fact, it's a great loss to the government when the legal mandate retrieving is taking longer than necessary, because all the funds being spent by the illegal occupiers of office hold of the office holders will not be returned. All right, Oluwaseun Olarenwaju from Lagos, thank you for your message. We'll take a break. When we come back, let me tell you what Lai Mohammed said. Yes, you've been commenting on it. You haven't heard me talk about it. So let me talk to you about it after the break. Still to come, loan apps, 173 of them have been giving permission to operate in Nigeria. How's your relationship with them? Are they still harassing people who owe salaries, who owe repayment? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Lai Mohammed is accusing the LP of trying to incite violence and insurrection. That's our second story. The information minister just did a media round in the US, and he went after Peter Obi and Dati Baba Ahmed. He said, quote, Obi and his vice, Dati Ahmed, cannot be threatening Nigerians that if the president-elect Bola Tinubu of the All Progressives Congress is sworn in on May 29, it will be the end of democracy in Nigeria. This is treason. You cannot be inviting insurrection, and this is what they're doing. Obi's statement is that of a desperate person. He's not the Democrat that he claimed to be. A Democrat should not believe in democracy only when he wins the election, end quote. Mohammed seems to be referring to something that Dati Ahmed said in a TV interview. Now, the Obi camp have said that Dati wasn't calling for an end to democracy, but rather he was saying that swearing in a candidate who did not actually win the election would be undemocratic. But I wonder how you interpreted Dati's words. Do you agree with Lai Mohammed's interpretation? Or do you see it differently? Also, Peter Obi himself has said that his supporters should remain peaceful and calm, and that he will only rely on the courts. Now, I want to broaden the conversation as well. Do you believe that the leadership of the Labour Party is inviting insurrection? Do you believe that? Or do you believe that they have handled their grievances responsibly. Do you believe that the APC is right to raise these alarms? Or do you believe the alarms themselves are possibly creating tensions that don't need to be there? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call me on 01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp as well, 080-959-75805. Hello, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Chijioke.
Talk to me, Chijioke.
I'm from Lekki.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we need to commend the Labour Party because they've really acted right.
Okay.
They've controlled their supporters. You know, they just want the right thing to be done. Because I know if the opposite were the case, assuming it's Labour that was announced as winner, I'm not sure APC would have been able to control their Priotous supporters. There would have been a lot of issues by now. And then secondly, that statement by Dati does not in any way call for insurrection or anything like that.
Okay.
He's just making a statement of fact. They are challenging an election which they believe is not properly done. And the right thing is, listen to them, the courts should do their business, and they've told us, well, let's calm down, we're in court. So when the court finishes their business, fine. Whatever the court decides, we'll move with it. So that's my own contribution.
All right. Thank you very much. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
Please, I'm on the road caller. Can I remain anonymous?
That's fine. Talk to me.
Okay. Just like the last caller, I commend the Labour Party people because we are in this same country together. If you remember that in Abuja, PDP has put up a little protest.
Yes.
You know, the same Abuja, APC has put up a protest by saying that they won election and so many other things. But in the whole of the country, we have not seen a protest by Labour Party. So it's really ironic that these same people that have not protested, that are not planning to protest yet until court decides, are the one being accused of either insurrection or treasonable felony. In the same country, Sandra, my president, did you remember about baboom and blood will be soaked and blah, 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 language like that some years back?
I remember.
Yes, it is this same party. So Nigeria is a problem. The last contribution I want to make is about the federal capital, 24 states and federal capitals. Sandra, if you remember those days when we used to write jam, you would see that you will have A in English, or you have credit in English and math,
yes,
and all other subjects, or you have to have government and literature if you're going for art,
yes,
or all other subjects.
Right.
All subjects, you know.
Right.
If you miss English and math, you're not going to go and study, but they are all subjects.
That's true.
So in Nigeria, federal capital is not a state, but they are all an area where people stay. If they stay and federal capital, our lawyers should not come here and talk to us as if though we are fools. Some constitutional pronouncement is so obvious that even a layman understands what is right and what is wrong.
Okay.
That's my own take. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling to share your thoughts. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Hello.
All right, welcome.
I just have a few words to ship in. What APC did, somebody did something that can destroy democracy. And Lai Mohammed did not see anything wrong with it. It's somebody that is speaking out. This thing that these people did is going to destroy democracy. That is what Lai Mohammed is bringing out. He see a big issue with somebody that is speaking out. And someone that performed that act. So what I don't even understand what he's saying about that.
Okay, Chine, thank you very much for calling. Let's take a look at messages we've got on WhatsApp now. Shegun Akerele says, it's not possible that Supreme Court... It's not possible because Supreme Court has many cases before them. On Obi, it is wrong for him to call election religion war, so Lai Mohammed is right. What are you talking about, darling? Oh, religious. Okay, that's what you meant to say. Oh, all right. Thank you for your message. We've got, however, we don't have proof that he said that. And Obi's campaign has denied that he said that. So we've got this message here on WhatsApp. On election petitions before our courts, legal counsels are not helping to decongest our courts of cases. They seem to be after money that they will make through their clients by taking frivolous and trivial issues before the courts. This is why it will be difficult to decide or dispose of some of the election petitions before inauguration. It will interest Nigerians to note that Supreme Courts rarely sit over cases in America because most of their cases and election petitions are decided at the polls, while very few get to lower courts and they're decided in good time. Femi, thank you for your message. Sandra, it's a shame that the likes of the information minister is still talking. When it was clear what happened during 25 February election and March 18th election. All right, Stanley from Okota with that message there. Here is a message from, you didn't leave your name, but you say, APC said they won the election and asked opposition to go to court. Opposition has gone to court. APC is still running kitty-kitty as a man. I can't read the rest of that. We know that. Okay. All right. Thank you for your message. Oloafela Olalekan from Ifo in Ogun State says, don't have hypertension because of Nigeria. Okay. Augustine from Elemoro says, Lai Mohammed should stop talking about Obi because Atiku is also doing the same thing that Obi is doing. We must take our mandate back. All right. Thanks for your message. Here's this one from Jolly Papa. Jolly Papa says, the APC is being quite alarmist without evidence. Okay. Here's a message from, what's your name? I can't see your name. Oh, Engineer C. All right. Engineer C says, Sandra, I commend LP for being very calm in the face of numerous provocation by the APC. If they won the election, why are they afraid? Let them not overheat the policy by picking on Obi and Dati. If Obi is a troublemaker, a word from him and his supporters will go nuts. Thank God that he's a man of peace. All right, Engineer C, thank you for your message. Let's come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing? Good afternoon. Sandra. Yes.
First caller.
Talk to me. What's your name?
Please, I want to commend Obi Dachi.
Okay.
Because this group of men, are very peaceful people. Because can you imagine, of all the problem in Nigeria, rally, all the fighting and everything. You've not seen any Obi Dati group fighting or doing anything nonsense. Do you understand? Just okay. Like they say, a lion's child must always be like the father.
Okay.
Obi and Dati are gentle. They are gentle fellows. That's why you can't hear anybody from obedient group fighting or making any kind of noise.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay.
Please, they are peaceful. Lion Mohammed should just rest his peace.
Okay.
Obi has no problem. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Now let's move on to our final story. The FCCPC has approved 173 loan apps to operate in Nigeria. FCCPC is the Federal Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. They're the ones that are responsible for making sure that businesses treat customers properly, you know, and don't violate their rights. And that's why they focused on lending apps since last year. We saw lots of cases where some loan apps were breaching people's privacy. So, for example, let's say I'm owing a loan app. The app will now access my contacts, start sending messages to my contacts. If I saved your number, for instance, in my contact, they will now send you a message, you know, telling you to warn me to pay them. That's a violation of your privacy, of your data privacy. So last year, the FCCPC shut down many different apps, but it became clear to them that they need to do more than just going round to catch them. They decided that the entire sector needed better regulation. So they created a regulatory framework and they told all the loan apps to submit to it. The FCCPC published the framework last August, but they gave the apps a seven-month grace period to regularize their operations and apply. And now the grace period is finally over, and the FCCPC has approved 173 companies. So first of all, do you agree with the FCCPC's decision to the I want to know what you think about the process. You know, do you agree with that decision? Because there are lots of analysts praising the FCCPC for giving a reasonable grace period. 7 months. And secondly, what do you think about the number of loan apps that have been approved? And thirdly, have the loan apps gotten better in the last 7 months? Have they reduced the level of harassment? Have they put in place better structures to collect their debt in a legal way without violating customers' rights or violating other people's privacy? 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. And yes, you can talk to me about our first three stories. Our first two stories. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call me back if you can. I don't know what's happening with our phone lines. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. CJ in Maryland says, Lai Mohammed is flying a kite for the APC. They want to know how Nigerians will react after all these accusations. So weighing the temperature before their planned arrest of Obi, because they cannot dare arrest Dati. Loan apps are funnels for money laundering by criminal politicians. CJ in Maryland. So as far as I know, there's no plan to arrest any of the presidential candidates in the just concluded election. So you cannot say this confidently, to be honest. We've got this message here. Mackie says, Sandra, it's very natural that when someone does something bad, it causes chaos and derails just everything about humanity and peaceful coexistence. APC party superiors and their subordinates are playing dangerously. They should please bury their hands. They should please thread carefully so that Nigerians can coexist. All right. Thank you for your message. We've got Amotala Law joining us. Amotala Law, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Poland. Sandra, good evening.
Good evening, Omotola. Talk to me.
Yeah. Honestly, in fact, as much as I just love to listen to your program and not call, I enjoy your program every time, but at times I'm just like, what is happening in Nigeria? And what is people... Because this line one made, I listened to this Dirty Bagan I made maybe the day before yesterday with Shewon Chinese. Mm. Oh man, that man is so intelligent. So intelligent, as in so accurate. The man, everything the man said, there is nothing like causing problem. I don't know. It is only in Nigeria they will shoot you, and when you cry for help, they will say, don't disturb our peace. I don't know. I don't understand. Mm. You are beating a baby. You said the baby should not cry. And these people are taking the legal means. You said go to court. They are in court. I don't understand why. Lai Mohammed is just looking for a way to be relevant after Buhari's government. That one is very clear. He's looking for a way to be relevant in the government of Tinubu. So, yeah, he said, is this election? That's not an election. If it's an election, that is fine. We have a president. But if it's not an election, that is the end of democracy. If you put somebody that has not won an election, that is a very clear word. I'm talking about 25%. In fact, so a caller have just said it all, you know. When you want to do an exam, they say maths and English, and other subjects. I don't understand. This in Nigeria, with all the professors, with all the intelligent people we have in Nigeria, so we cannot just interpret the constitution. There is nothing needs to be interpreted in that constitution. I have it on my phone. I go through it again because of this election. I begin to read constitution again. I don't understand. They want to scatter my head. Yes, I downloaded the thing. I begin to read since last week. I said, who sent me a message now? Why am I doing this? But because of Nigeria, they are twisting everything up and down. But this thing, it's not necessary we are doing this thing.
Mm.
But I just pray God will just take care of that country. People are running because of money. People are fighting for posts, not because of money. But we have people that want to help the masses now. Even then, look at talking about the hub that they are just endorsing. Mm. Anyway, if those ones are breaching the privacy of people, Nigeria is also doing that to its citizens. Yeah, so Nigeria is also doing that to its citizens. So I don't really understand what is happening. I'm not happy. I just say I should just call you. You're doing a very good job, Sandra.
Thank you, Motola, for calling. I appreciate it. We've got Abiola Ogun Emimo. Abiola, welcome. Where are you joining us from?
Yeah. Nigeria Info. Thank you. May the good Lord continue to bless this station.
Amen.
This is the only station I listen to in Manchester.
Okay. Welcome.
And then... anytime, it's just as if there is no any other station in Nigeria any longer.
Ah.
When you go to another station, at this time that the country is somehow hot, I think there should be something like this to cool people down, educate people, tell people something else we need to do next. We that are here. Sincerely, my sister.
Mm. Abiola, your voice is fading in and out. I need to hear what you're saying clearly.
Are you hearing me now?
Oh, Abiola, you're going to need to call us back. Your voice is fading in and out. Let's come back to Nigeria and try the phone lines again. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra. How are you?
I'm this very well. How are
How's
you?
It going?
Going good.
Yeah. You see, I think that Lai Mohammed, permit me to call in the Honorable Minister.
Okay.
I think he is, I don't know, I think he's just a cheap and desperate attempt to keep this discussion in the news cycle. If you understand what I'm saying.
Mm.
This thing started by saying that some people are threatening interim government.
Mm.
The only two parties that can threaten interim government. You called it a government. Interim government is either the sitting government or the military. Nobody else, right?
Right.
They found out that they failed woefully on that when they landed. That this didn't make sense.
Right.
He now brings another angle to the same. He brings a twist to the same. So he's definitely trying to keep this discussion in the airwaves. Now he's saying that they are coming with insurrection.
Right.
You know, anything can fall under insurrection. Even right. Me and my family talking in my house right now, okay, can just fall under insurrection. Now, English be this, not be another language. It's easy. No, it's true. So I think he's desperately trying to keep this thing in the news cycle, okay? Now, on the other one of, what's the other story? I wanted to just quickly chip in something.
Agbakoba?
No, not Agbakoba. I think it's the last one.
The FCCPC and loan apps?
Hey, on the loan app, I've never had an interaction with them directly. But, you know, the experience I had when someone close to me borrowed money, it was hellish. It was hellish in the sense that they were calling everybody, you know, like it was a terrible experience. And I hope that the FCCPC would have cleaned up that aspect of it. Not just that, I hope they would have put themselves in a position to be able to sue them in the event that they breach my own data privacy and, you know, those kind of things. They have to be able to draw them back by the tail.
the tail. Alex, thank you very much for calling. Let's take another call, 99.3.
Hello, Sandra. Good day.
Good day. What's your name?
Okay, this is Kenny.
Kenny, talk to me.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the good work.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I've said it before. If you remember before the election, I listened to Bola Tinubu in Ogun State, where he mentioned about this interim government insurrection, that the Naira cashless policy and the fuel scarcity was being done by people in Aso Rock, the cabals in Aso Rock, so that the election will not hold. And El-Rufai went to Channels TV, went to Arise TV. He mentioned, he see El-Rufai.
Oh, no. That's unfortunate. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello. Hello? Oh, doesn't look like I can hear. All right, I think I'll take one final call from the diaspora. Here's Kehinde Oyemakinwa. Kehinde, talk to me. Hi, Kehinde. Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, doesn't look like Kehinde can hear me either. So let me come back to Nigeria. 99.3?
Yeah, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, this is Marshall Obama calling.
Marshall, talk to me.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Abaco vaccine.
Okay.
Yeah, you see, 25th of February it happened, and then Nigeria was saying yes, yes, yes. And then the trouble began in that very collation center, and then one man from PDP started shouting, and then they said, go to court. Go to court, go to court. We under go to court. The law to the court, 180 days, is 6 months. February to that 6 months, where are we? It will be after inauguration. Who is now fooling who? How can you cut it to 90 days like Abakoba was saying? It's impossible. And now you see, what we are seeing now that they are talking about insurrection. We never had one-third majority in Nigerian constitution. Are we? We are having two-third majority. If these three people are having one-third majority, what you have to do is to cancel the election and then have a new election so that these two people can pair either with Tinubu or with Atiku or Atiku with Obi so that we can get two-third majority, including Abuja, FCT. In fact, let's leave it at that way.
All right. Thank you very much for your prayers. All right. That's all the time we have. Lagos, thank you so much for being a part of the Big Three today. However, don't go away, because from 4 o'clock, we'll have our debate for Group B. The final Group B debate will happen today. We have Hamid Olarawaju and Ramadan Oladipo facing each other from 4 o'clock. And they will be debating, incidentally, that voting should be mandatory. Voting should be mandatory. That's the conversation they'll have at 4 p.m. today. So we've got two teenagers who want to talk about that. Don't miss it. It's coming up in less than 7 minutes from 4 o'clock. That's when it starts. Okay, fine. After the business news. After the business news, that's when it will take off. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info. Don't go away.